This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Episode number 143, and I appreciate you tuning in this evening. A show very heavy on the 45s this week, and even some 78s. How about that? This week's intro tune is by the Egyptian Combo, a song called Rockin' Little Egypt, one of the aforementioned 45s. Pretty stacked show this week. I hope you enjoy it, and I thank you again for tuning in. Recognize some of the sounds in this song. Buckle up, it's a big set. Here we go.
Thank you. Different reach, yeah. I'm proud to say that.
unbelievable heaviness from 1968. Can you believe it? That was Blue Cheer with a song called Just a Little Bit. And that there, we heard a mono version that came out on a 45, as I said, released in 1968. And this one here is on the Philips label, pressed here in Canada, I think. Amazing heaviness. I was really surprised to hear it. I'll play the flip for you at some point in the future. Before that, we heard from Sam the Sham with a song called Band in Boston. And that came out on the MGM record label. And I didn't look up when it came out. And that was a punch out, as was the Blue Cheer. They both have holes melted in them because they went into the discount bins. And I started off the set there with a group called Les Hyper Sound. And that was a group from France, and it included Pierre Henri, a music concrete artist who have I played before? I know I was one of his LPs. And he worked with another gentleman, I forget his name, Michel Colombier. And they put together this fake group and a groovy tune there. And it was later compiled into an LP, and I forget the, oh no, here's, then it was compiled into an LP for some reason. The LP was called Messe pour le temps présent, and it was then released as a 45 again here in Canada in 1968, and or 69, that's very small print. And I said at the top of that set that some of you might have recognized the sounds in that song, and I was referring to the opening theme song to the animated TV show called Futurama. Is it still going on? But that was a 2000s thing, created by the Simpsons guy, Matt Groening. And the theme song in Futurama was based off of that 45 we just heard there. All right, let's take it down a little bit. Let's check out some Byron Lee and the Dragonears. Thank you. heard from this gentleman before. That was Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band with a song called Can You Feel It? It's a 45 on the Sussex label. Yeah, we've heard from Dennis Coffey before. He most famously did a song called Scorpio, a very funky track. Before that, on a Invictus' Greatest Hits LP, we heard from a group called The Glass House, and that song was called Crumbs Off the Table. Yeah, this is a great LP, collecting a bunch of singles that came out on the Invictus record label. Came out in 1972 and has a nice shiny foil cover. And we sort of sat there with Byron Lee and the Dragonheers, who I think have had a 3-show run. I found another 45 recently, and that was their cover of Nice Time, a Bob Marley track. And I have another version of it, a vocal version of it by Byron Lee and the Dragonheers on an LP of theirs I found many, many, many moons ago, more than half my life ago, my first Byron Lee LP that I found way back when. Good memories. So I mentioned 78 in the intro in this week's tune or this week's show, and I have the first 78 for you on this week's show, and it is by a lady named Rosetta Howard. Here is Ebony Rhapsody.
The old mama do that. Thank you.
track from Jerome Richardson, a song called Groove Merchant, which perhaps I am. This came out on the Verve record label, and it's another punch out. How about that? Lots of punch outs on this week's show. We heard some reggae before that from Yellow Man and Fathead, and that was a dub of a song called Rat Dub. And I started off the set there with a 78, which I don't think I've played on this program before. Is it the first 78 on This Is a Music Show? We heard from Rosetta Howard from 1947. Is that the oldest track on the show? A blues song called Ebony Rhapsody. Yeah, great stuff. I'll probably play the flip, the A side for you, a song called When I Been Drinking for you in the future. Yeah, usually when I come across 78s, they're often of the classical variety, not super interesting stuff, or they're trashed or shattered or cracked or whatever. But I found a handful of 78s that are more on the blues side of things, and also some other exotic stuff that I'll play for you in the future. I found a great, another great 45 very recently, and it's from a Toronto garage rock group called Richie Knight and the Midnights. Here's a song called Homework.
Anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Oh, baby.
short set there for you. We just heard from a group called 2 Plus 2. We don't know too much about them. The song we heard was Music to Think By. Yeah, a couple instrumentals on this 45 here. I may play the flip for you in the future. And we started off that short set there with some Canadian garage rock from Toronto, actually. Richie Knight, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, and the Midnights, mid-K-N-I-G-H-T. Haha. And that song there we heard was called Homework, and that was the A side. I'll play the flip for you at some point in the future. Yeah, Richie Knight from Toronto, and this single was looks like their third single that came out in 1964. And I read a little bit about them, and it looks like one of the guys ended up going on to being the head of Yorkville Records, which was an important record label out of Toronto in the 60s. And I'll have some more Richie Knight in the future for you. Besides that single there, the B-side, I also found some other 45s. So, I'm very excited, as you can tell, to share these with you. Okay, I'll have some more tunes for you, but I would like to do some shout-outs right now. Let's see. By the way, a couple of things. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving. I wasn't around last week, kind of, sort of, to wish everyone in the South, happy Thanksgiving. Us in Canada, we already had our Thanksgiving in October. Anyways, happy belated. I hope everyone had a happy, safe Thanksgiving and enjoyed some good food with good friends and family. So I did hear from some people, that's the other bit of news. I heard some people who caught the repeat of episode number 141. So for those of you who aren't following on Twitter or whatever, I wasn't able to upload episode number 142 last week. There was an internet problem on WRMI's side, so I wasn't able to upload, and hence you heard 141, and then last week you heard 142 with references to 2 weeks prior. So I had a week off last week because of that, which is kind of nice. So, a little bit rusty getting back into things. What could you tell? Because I'm always rusty. Anyways, let's get into the shout-outs. I heard from DXSphere out in Washington, grid location DN07, posting a waterfall image from the repeat of 141. Jeff Beer posting waterfall images, decodes, and a shirt picture of him wearing the This Is a Music Show t-shirt. And get this, he's wearing it at a Dinosaur Jr. concert in Nashville, Tennessee. How cool is that? I also heard from Dana, K6JQ, Oimo Kako, and CM Curtin, KD8TTE in Ohio, with an image decode, and also Mitch KJ7CAT also catching the image decode for the repeat. All right, let's get into last week's stuff. I heard from Brian W8LN posting a reminder to everyone on Twitter to tune into the show, and he also reported a good signal into North Alabama. JR's China blog, haven't heard from you in quite a while because he's out in Northwest Germany, so I guess the time change makes it a little nicer to tune in at that time, but it was all for naught because there were noise issues out that way, so that's too bad. Hopefully things will improve for you. I heard from Matt at W0MDK, who is a fan of the My Bloody Valentine track that I played last week. Of course you are, Matt. Glad to hear from you. Bobby, WA5107SWL in Texas, in Louisiana, but listening to an SDR in West Texas. Hanger 77 with a hacker quality decode from South Mississippi. He chastised me for coughing on mic, and I apologize for that. I should have at least muted it out in post-processing. I will be sure to try to do that for you in the future. My apologies. I also got a nice decode from the Snowy Mountains where Catface McMeow Meow currently resides resided last week. A little bit of a sketchy decode, but a good one nonetheless. Oimo Kako listening to a SDR in North Carolina, and he's tuning in from Japan. How about that? And he decoded the show using the TVAR app for Android while at work. We won't say anything. That's awesome. Good to hear from you. Mitch, KJ7CAT, with a very nice decode from last week's program as well. And Brian in South Ohio reporting poor reception last week. That's too bad, Brian. Hopefully things are better for you in the future and maybe this week. I got a nice decode from drmna.info and his co-pilot, ZR. Thanks for posting and thanks for listening. I also got a great, fantastic, another hacker quality decode from Zach in Alabama after a number of weeks of barely any reception, not even a carrier at some points, it sounds like. I got an amazing, like I said, hacker quality decode at the grid location of EM60. How about that? And I also heard from Jolly Roger Mania, also out in Germany, who was able to source last week's image decode, and the source was from a tribute to Glenn Miller LP that has three different variations, and he found all three, including the one that I sent out last week with the picture of the nice young lady. All right. Also, I'd like to say hello to a few people by email. And who did I hear from? I heard from Richard out in St. Albert, Alberta, who heard both shows of episode number 141 and sent along reception reports. Good to hear from you, Richard. And I also got a nice reception report and another hacker quality decode from Steve, W4OGM, in Peachtree City, Georgia, after I think he also had a couple of weeks with no reception, but back with a vengeance. And finally, hello to all my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Daddy Dave, Cat Beast with Meow Meow, Jeff, Ninja, Coma, and Daz. Good to hear from you and talk with all of you last week, and hopefully I'll see you and everyone else there in the chat room this evening. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would very much love to get your reception reports. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, my handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And as always, a reminder, go visit thisisamusicshow.com for show archives, lovingly recorded and decoded in comb stereo by Dazman. And you can also find a link to buy yourself an official This Is a Music Show t-shirt, sweatshirt, and or mug. All right, it is time for some data, and it will be... No, it's not time for data. We have time for one more song, and this one is by... It's another 78. It's by Mr. Goon Bones and Barney Lance, a song called Monkey Shines. Thank you. Yeah, that was another 78 for Mr. Goon, Bones, and Barney Lance, Monkey Shines. All right, now it is time for some data, and it is backed by a Burt Kampfert song called Just As Much As Ever. Here you go.
Thank you.
MFSK64. Text an image for this week's program. I would really love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter at thisisamusicshow with no W, or you can post them everywhere else. I would love for those images to get out there in the wild and bring more people over to the show to see what it's all about. You know what I mean? All right. So I have one last song for you, and it's another 78. How about that? It's jam-packed. And this is by a group I've played stuff from before. It's The Three Sons. And this is, I think, one of their early hits from, 1950, a song called Twilight Time. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 143. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back to join me again next week. Stay safe. Take care. Bye.